Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, we'll take more of your phone calls, 248-848-1130. But first, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mine.
Black, we're coming right to you. You're waiting patiently. Good guy. Afternoon baseball, Comerica. Tigers beat the Indians 7-5. Justin Verlander only won 5, but got his second win. Ian Kinsler, 3-run homer in the 5th. He had 4 ribbies. AJ had 2 sack flies. Joe Nathan, I'm calling him Joe today, not DA, dead arm Nathan, a perfect 9th for his second save. Tigers go to the record is now the same as the score, 7-5. The Angels will be in tomorrow. It'll be Drew Smyly and Jared Weaver. The return of Brendan Bosch. Brendan Bosch was just called up by the Angels yesterday, went 1-for-2 against the A's and expected to play a little bit in the series. Brendan Bosch, the former Tiger. 7-5, though. Tigers win over the Indians at Comerica this afternoon. College baseball, Michigan opens their weekend Big Ten series at Purdue tomorrow. MSU does the same at Indiana. And I got a call from a guy who heard me do it, said, hey, can't you put Oakland U on there? I'm the play-by-play guy at Oakland U. It was Neil. And I said, Neil, absolutely. Oakland U right now currently playing at Youngstown State in Ohio. And Neil's going to let us know when that game is over. So Oakland University gets on the board. Pistons all done after their final loss of the season at Oklahoma City. They end 29-53, the same exact record as last year, and they get the 8th pick in the 2014 June draft. The lottery coming up on May 20th. Wings open the cup playoffs at Boston tomorrow night. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game one. First period in the Garden. Flyers and Rangers are tied at 1. Blackhawks Blues are coming up in about 20 minutes. The Avs and the Wild come tonight at 9:30. Sharks and Kings from the Shark Tank at 10:30. So we have staggered games tonight. Other baseball, American League, Minnesota won the first of 2 over Toronto. Of course, this is a makeup of a rainout. 7-0 in the opener. Kyle Gibson is 3-0 for the Twins. Toronto leads the nightcap 2-1 second. Texas over Seattle today, 8-6. You'd think Prince Fielder had a big day. 0-3 for Prince. One of only 2 Rangers without a hit. The other one was J.P. Arencibia. So Prince is now batting 164. Cano and Chu each hit their first homers for their respective new teams. Yankees over Tampa, 1-0 first. A couple of other games will start later on. National League, Philadelphia, 1-0 final over Atlanta this afternoon. Ben Revere, RBI single in the 8th, was the only run for the Phillies. Dodgers beat the Giants. Not a lot of runs today. 2-1, Ryu with his 3rd win of the season. He's 3-1. He's a good pitcher. And Colorado, San Diego, no score in the 4th. St. Louis leads Washington 3-0 second. Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 2-1 second, finally hitting his first of the season, Andrew McCutcheon. PGA Tour Heritage at Hilton Head, round 1. Kuchar, or do you call him Kuchoke? Kuchar, McGirt, and Langley all at 500 par 66. That's a 2-shot lead on Harris English. Sir Nick Faldo is playing, and there are a lot of people not happy about that because he took a spot away from a younger player. For some reason, Faldo's playing. He shoots a 6 over 77. Tom Watson at age 64 is playing. He shoots a 75. John Daly is 74. And Davis Love III, who just turned 50 and will run, not walk, to the Senior Champions Tour when he can, shoots a 70 today. So he'll still play regular tour, and he'll also play, of course, on the Champions Tour now that he's turned 50. NBA playoffs begin Saturday with 4 games, going from 12:30 all the way to 9:30. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
All right, it is a TV theme song Thursday here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. Our telephone number, 248-848-1130. A lot on the table. Tigers winners, 7-5. You get a new broadcast team up in Ann Arbor.
That was MASH's theme, Suicide is Painless.
Yes, it is.
Got to mention sometimes, so if someone says,
what was that? People know what that is.
What was that? Well, not every, that show's been off for 30 years, believe it or not. 30 years since, and they still have the highest rated final episode in the history of television.
I wasn't a big fan of that show. I watched it, but
I loved it. All right, Black's been hanging long enough. What's up, Black? I know you're getting a year older by now. What's going on?
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Rob, you know you're funny, man. You know you're funny. Did you really apply for that Michigan
job? I love it.
You know I didn't. Come on now.
Come on, Black. I was waiting for the first guy.
Know. Mark said that. He said he sold it. He said, watch, somebody's going to really think you did
it. Did you buy the way I sold that to you, Black?
Well, yeah, because Rob, I'm thinking, well, yeah, Rob probably would try something like that. So I'm thinking, you know, he didn't have a shot, but I'm thinking he's going to go up there anyway. So, yeah, you sold it good. You did do a good job.
They wouldn't put me in the booth. Are you kidding? I mean, I'm, like, no. Brutally honest. Oh, they don't want me up. They don't want me around anything.
I can just see him in, like, no, the fleet. Hey, Black, third quarter, okay? Michigan's down 10. Devin Gardner throws a pick like he did earlier. He goes, come on, Devin, what are you doing? Come on. This guy's terrible. Put Shane Morris in the game.
Right, and I can believe that. But are you serious about the two guys in the booth? You do think that's a little weird.
I think it's – you know what, I'm going to be honest. I think it's cronyism at its highest. I really do. I understand the Michigan ties. I understand you want to get somebody from the school and all that. But I in this day and age, to have two guys, I don't know. It's like, you know what? If this was 1955, I'd buy it. I just think it's not a progressive move for a school like Michigan. I think it's like, well, turn the clocks back.
Who is under the microscope for being progressive all of a sudden, as we all know in the last week or so?
Right.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Because Frank Beckman said he didn't want to retire, but he had to retire. What happened?
What happened? Didn't you read his column?
No.
He wrote a weird column that had some derogatory remarks in it and thoughts, and I still believe that was the impetus to have Frank walk away on his own volition.
Right.
Wink, wink. But the guy does a regular 5-day a week radio show. He's not going to sit.
Who was the guy, Mark? Was it Sergio Garcia made fun of Tiger Woods with fried chicken? And
yeah.
Frank basically said he didn't understand why people were bent out of shape about equating fried chicken to a black person. I mean,
because they invented it.
You know what I mean? No, stop. That's not what he said.
Yes.
We invented fried chicken? Oh, I didn't see that part. I just
they invented a tasty snack during the old days.
And I figured, you know, that's why you said that read the column. I really don't do.
Yeah, the column in the Detroit News, and that caused a big stir and to people up in Michigan. I mean, I heard my moles told me that some people wanted him out immediately. It wasn't, you know what
Even
I mean?
Last season,
right?
So, is he still writing for the paper?
I don't know if that column is still running, to be honest. I think it is.
I guess you have to read it sometime to know if it's still.
I never
there.
Miss it. I never read it, so I never miss it.
And one last thing before I go, you know, I agree with you. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, one last thing. Now, but you know, we always talk about baseball. Or, you know, people say this thing. Now, just like you told me, Prince Phil's stats, I got that. Everybody's keeping an eye on him. You know, everybody be pissed off. He was hitting 30 homers and all that. But how come the guy behind the plate gets a free pass? Nobody says anything.
Who, Alex Avila?
He gets a pass.
He doesn't get a pass from me, Black. I brought it up. Rob knows this on this very show. We've only been on a month, and I said, I got to tell you, this is 3 years now of Alex Avila. Yeah. Not playing very well. The All-Star year is long forgotten, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the difference is, and you know, come on, you know it and I know it. Prince Field is making 22 large, and people aren't going to. And then he had a flip attitude after the playoffs when he got no home runs and no RBIs and basically said, hey, bro, it's over. I got kids to raise. People don't want to hear that, and that's what turned people off to him. I'm just saying.
I got that. But when you get past all of that, this guy's hitting 170 behind your plate, and nobody says anything.
Well, here, let me tell you about Alex Avila for a second. First of all, he's a catcher, and Black, that's just harder to replace. It just is, and we all know it. I'm going to get – you know how much Alex Avila makes? You're making these statements. You know what he makes?
No.
Okay, this year Alex Avila is in for $4.1 million, and next year he's in at a team option of $5.4 million. There is a $200,000 buyout. Next year, they could get rid of him with a buyout of $200,000, but if he makes the All-Star team this year, he's vested in at $5.4 million. Okay. Well, that came out of nowhere. Or if he finishes top 15 of the MVP voting or wins a Silver Slugger Award. He's vested in for next year. So right now, this would be Avila's last season, barring those perks, if he should get to those levels.
Yeah, but you don't think it's a pass. Nobody says anything about him.
Black, a $4 million All-Star catcher in the past? You can't go. Good luck.
You know how many years ago that was?
What?
Just like Max Scherzer.
No, I know. It was 3 years ago now.
Max Scherzer turned down $144 million. I know everybody won't want to hear this, but he's a one-time All-Star.
He will be the number one free agent at the end of the season, and he will get paid. And I guarantee you, I guarantee you makes more than 144. I guarantee you.
He will, but he's over. That's being overpaid.
No, it's not. You're not overpaid. You're paid what someone's willing to pay you. They just gave Tanaka 155, right? The Yankees.
That's the total with the buy-in.
Okay, 155. Right. He's never pitched in the big leagues. Now, the Yankees look like they did their homework because he's been lights out so far, but he got 155 and never pitched, right?
Why does it bother you when there's no salary cap?
Right, why do you care what they make?
Well, no, it's not that I care what they make. I just know, but still, just like you said, well, I care, but it's still overpaid, though.
It's not overpaid based on what?
Compared to you.
No, based on what I feel like, when I look at a player, I say, wow, okay, here's what I see what you're worth. But when I see, just like Cabrera, I think he's the best hitter I've seen in my lifetime.
No, he's not. He's better than Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols has better numbers at the same exact time. It's just that you're in Detroit and you watch him every day, but Albert Pujols put up better numbers at the same exact point in their careers. I keep hearing people say that. We've never seen anything like that. Hank Aaron was the best right-handed hitter. Go look at his numbers. Everybody keeps telling me about Cabrera. Hank Aaron played 23 years and averaged 100 RBIs. Hank Aaron has, if you take away his 755 home runs, you know how many hits he would have? 3,000. He almost had 4,000 hits. Why do people keep saying that? It's
well,
not true.
You jumped on there.
No, I'm trying to tell you, stop saying right. that. People need to stop. You know what? It's not. I'm not trying to get down on you. It's being the prisoner of the moment. Just because you saw it yesterday, you think everything that happens today is better than what happened 10 years ago, 50 years ago, or 100 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, let me say this, Rob. Okay, what you said, when you base off the stats, that's fine. But let me say this. I've never seen a hitter, when I say the best hitter, he takes the balls to all fields with the same authority. Now, Hank, I've seen Hank. Yeah, Hank was – Hank, you threw his stats out. He probably was a better hitter, apparently.
Excuse me, Black, is Albert Pujols a pull hitter?
Albert Pujols hits some sprays the ball everywhere. No.
No, if you look at his stats, he doesn't hit that ball to right field nowhere near as much as Cabrera.
Can I take you back to the World Series Game 1 in 2006? First base open, two outs in the first inning, man on second. And you know where Albert Pujols hit a two-run home run to change that whole World Series? Was to right field. Go back and look at the videotape. Stop
you
it.
You're doing just like everybody else, Rob. You brought one hit.
No,
one
but
hit.
I'm giving you that. I'm that telling you he hits the ball all over. He's
one
not
hit.
A,
he's one hit.
He's not. Yeah, he's not a pull hitter. You don't hit three. Have a lifetime 321
hey, Black,
batting
thanks,
average.
Man. We'll
hitting,
continue.
Hitting
thank
just
you,
to right field. I mean, to left field more.
Just moving on. Dave, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Hi, Dave.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
What's
way,
happening?
You're talking about Hank Aaron and Rob. I looked it up. The first 10 years for Hank Aaron and Miguel Cabrera are almost identical. So to say that Hank Aaron had a clearly better first 10 years, I don't think that's right either.
Well, look at have you looked at Albert Pujols' first 10 years matched up with Cabrera?
No, I haven't.
Go look at those numbers. Go look at those numbers. He has more home runs, more RBIs, and the batting average is the same. It's the same same year. So when people – my point is when people say they've never seen anything like it, it's not true. That's my point.
Well, you're right. Of course, Pujols has had a couple of lousy years since those first 10, and remains to be seen, number one, will he turn it around? And number two, will Cabrera keep it going?
Well, of course, but I'm talking about to this point when people say they've never seen anything like it. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
Albert Pujols is far away from a magic Hall of Fame number of 500 home runs already, and he's not 40 years old.
Yep.
He's a relatively young man at 500 homers.
I'd like to see him get it this weekend in Detroit. That'd be
great. I'd love it too. Let's make it happen.
Right. Now, I do want to get to this Jim Brandstatter business. But last night, I guess you guys in the first hour talked a lot about Hank Aaron. I missed that. Maybe you could give me just a brief recap of how that went.
What, just about the he said some comments and about the way that President Obama has been treated in his terms as president, and there was pushback. People called him all kinds of what do they call him, Mark?
Scumbag.
I mean, they just went
with,
off.
With the N-word. And
right. They just went crazy on Hank Aaron, and Hank Aaron's 80 years old.
Like
and I
thousands
told,
of them.
And I said to Mark, that guy grew up in an era that was ugly. America, a part of his life was ugly. Talking about using different water fountains and people are this, and you couldn't play and all that. So he's 80 years old. He's not going to bite his tongue. He's going to just talk about it the way everybody has grandparents. And you know what? They don't bite their tongue. You know what they do? They speak their mind.
And I'll tell you something else, Rob. Hank Aaron may not even realize exactly how right he is, because we could spend a couple hours going through examples of things that have been said and written and emails just in the last few years since Obama became president. And if you look at the evidence, I think Hank Aaron is a lot more right on that than he is wrong.
Don't you remember the – I'll tell you one thing that in my 50 years, and I follow politics, and Mark knows this, I've never seen anybody call the president a liar during a State of the Union address, and that guy is still in office. That is that's unbelievable that he would, in such an address, disrespect the office of the president. I still can't believe it.
Nor did any of the previous presidents have their birth certificate questioned the way this guy has had.
Absolutely. It's straight out. That's out now racist. I don't care what anybody says. What does that have to
do? Well, except Mitt Romney's father would have if he had actually stayed in the race, because he wasn't even born here.
Yeah, but he would not have been treated the way Obama was treated.
But everybody knows that Mitt Romney's daddy was born in Mexico.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Now, hey, let me comment about this Jim Brandstatter business. As a longtime Michigan fan, I'm appalled that this is being done. And by the way, regarding the last topic we just discussed, I think one of the great failings of the Detroit sports media is the refusal to really discuss the true reasons that Frank Beckman is no longer the Michigan playman. It wasn't just that one column. It was a culmination of a series of things like that, including him defending Marge's shot, which is just unbelievable. But as far as Brandstatter, for him to be given the play-by-play job, it's just amazing. I understand that people want homers for the local broadcast, but he takes it to just a level of ridiculousness. I wish we could have a guy like Doug Karsh, or if we could have Dan Dickerson, somebody that would actually tell us the truth rather than insult our intelligence. And here's my number one example about Brandstatter. When Rich Rod was getting right near the end of his time, terrible, terrible 3 years at Michigan, during the month of December, before that bowl game, Brandstatter put out the opinion that it was just ridiculous that anybody could even consider firing Rich Rod. He was doing a great job. Well, then, after one more game, he gets fired. Brandstatter does a complete 180 and says he supports the move by Dave Brandon. So, I mean, to me, that's just no integrity.
You know
whatsoever.
What? Well, we talked about it, like the journalistic integrity that's going to be in the booth, because two guys who played at Michigan make it very difficult. But I agree with you. I think that's why a lot of these pregame shows and postgame shows are unwatchable. I don't know what fans would sit there and watch these shows. And I understand they're owned by, you know, you're in bed with the teams. You can't criticize anybody. I don't know who's watching it. Because and you're right, it's insulting your intelligence as a fan. You're watching the game. You know what's going on, right? It doesn't make any sense.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I want Michigan to win too, but I want to be told the truth. And it's not just that. You listen to Michigan State football and basketball, Michigan football and basketball, the Tigers on television, the Lions on radio, the Pistons on radio. They're all homers. The one exception that I appreciate so much is Dan Dickerson and Jim Price. If the Tigers are underachieving, they will tell us the truth.
And you know what? Jim Price has
to listen to.
One more thing, Mark. Don't hang up. I want to say this last thing to you. And it's very important. And because you brought up the whole little politics thing. Do you know what happened to Fox News after the election? Do you know? Fox News, Fox News ratings, Mark, went right that to the toilet. I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly and even Sean Hannity, who got moved out of his prime time slot. You know why? For just the reason that you're talking about. If you watched only Fox, they told you that Mitt Romney was going to win in the landslide. Do you know that? That was all the reports. So all the people...
I don't think Karl Rove has conceded the election yet.
And you know what happened, though? All the viewers there felt duped. Why am I watching this if you're telling me this and it's not even true? So you know what happened? People turned away. That's why you can't do that. You got to be honest.
That's a perfect example, Rob. It's become where listening to the home team radio is like listening to Fox News.
Well,
Dave, I said, my guy was Matt Shepard, the guy who sits in his chair from 7 to 10 in the morning. I think he's excellent, and he would have made a very good play-by-play guy for that university, and he already does basketball.
All right, we appreciate it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Mark, you go back far enough, Do you remember Tom Hemingway?
I know Hemingway very well, yes.
Now, he wanted Michigan to win, but he would tell you the truth.
Yes, Tom Hemingway. You're right on, Dave. Tom Hemingway was very much honest, and he ripped. I use the word ripped.
Rip when you have to rip. That's all. Just be honest. Everybody knows when you play poorly.
Thanks, Dave.
Even the fans know more.
Yep.
All right, coming up, we got a sports wrap. We got lots of stuff. We got to put two together.
Are we that long?
Have you seen the time? Do you have a clock?
Mark, stop me. I was on a roll.
No, you're on a roll. You know, it's like the old, no, don't stop me, he's on a roll. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm passionate. I mean.
Coming up, though, here's what I'm telling you. I said this to Rob. Let's do this. It's the perfect day for it. Pistons are finished. Who would you want to see stay here? Let's say you're the guy. You just want to do one guy for each person?
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, you mean to stay or to go?
Either way, however you want to do it.
We already know Andre Drummond, so let's to stay. So
who do you want to go?
Want to go? Pick one guy that has to go. Can't be on the team next year.
Can't be. And you get that right.
If you just cut him, eat the salary, whatever it is, just one guy.
You get to play Joe Dumars, because after you're done, we're going to let you go.
All right.
That's why you get to play Joe D tonight.
248-848-1130. Who do you want gone?
A little piston stuff before we hit the wings with Jamie Edmonds in the 9 o'clock hour. Sports Night with Parker the Man. We're getting close to that 8 o'clock hour right now on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Well, on this day in 1984, once again, there was no game. Brought to you by Comerica Bank. We've been doing it all season. We will do it all season in tribute to the 30th anniversary of the Detroit Tigers' roll to the World Series of 1984, 30 years ago. There was no game for 4 days until the 18th, so we're back tomorrow with more action. Because of inclement weather, the Tigers missed 4 games in a row that year, and it was April the 18th against Kansas City that the Tigers returned to action. So we return to on this day in 1984 tomorrow, because the Tigers were simply not doing much except relaxing and watching the rains come down. So it's back tomorrow with the 1984 Tigers. They were 8-0 at the time as we pick it up tomorrow, and that is on this day in 1984, as always, brought to you by the good people at Comerica Bank.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!